dedicated to Derek J. According to Charles. It's Derek's theme song.
That's right.
It's Freaked Out Loud.
He got bad boys, there's no doubt.
He did. Yeah, unfortunately. I guess we can laugh at it and make fun of it, but I do really feel bad for Derek. I heard he kind of got injured or something.
I don't know the specifics.
I don't know if anybody knows because he's not... He's
young and resilient. Let's hope he's okay.
Yeah, I think it's safe to make the argument that he'll bounce back rather quickly.
This is our Tuesday night host managed to get himself
thrown
off a bike and arrested by a police officer on Friday, maybe.
Right. And, well, you're listening to Free Talk Live right now. It's a show where you can call in about anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We are kicking off hour three of the show.
That's right.
Yep. And, Mark, we had some articles that I wanted to talk about. You know, we haven't really gotten to too much show prep tonight. But
a lot of people calling in, and that's what kind of happens here on Free Talk Live.
I love it. I love it when we don't get to our show prep because we're hearing from the callers, because it's always more interesting to hear what they have to say. But, you know, I wanted to bring up this article. Speaking of sort of racial issues and relations, we heard about something where there's been a Mexican man who was denied entry into the U.S. because, sort of on a technicality, I guess. And the reason he wanted to come to the U.S. was to attend the funeral of his son. So he wasn't allowed to do that because of immigration.
As an American, I know that I can go to Mexico and spend as much time as I want there. I can't go to Canada because I'm a convicted felon. They will arrest me at the border. I found that out. You know, it's not like they tell you. And but, you know, I think a lot of people don't know what it's like to, you know, not be able to cross the border, especially if you live in proximity to it. And this guy's son died?
Yeah, he had a 10-year-old son who was killed. Well, let me just read this article here. It's from the... Huffington Post, a Mexican national said he had been barred from entering the United States to bury his 10-year-old son, a U.S. citizen who died Tuesday in a house fire in northeastern Pennsylvania that also killed three other people. Attorneys for Fidel Merlos Lopez are trying to win humanitarian parole so that he can attend the funeral, but say U.S. Customs and Border Protection has rebuffed their efforts. Damian Lopez, the kid, I guess, died in a Shenandoah Row house along with his cousin, aunt, 7-month-old half-brother. Funeral set for Monday. I told the customs officer...
Is this a fire?
Yeah.
Sounds like a fire.
Mm-hmm. I told the customs officer that all I want is a permit to see my boy for one last time. They treat me as if I'm a criminal, Lopez, 34, a bus driver, said in the interview. Right now, I need their support, and they are refusing to help me.
April Fools, everybody.
You never know what's going to happen on Free Talk Live here. That's so grand.
I'm sure what's going on. Charles is playing the music here on Lightning.
I don't know if I can... Okay, anyway, we'll continue. Lopez has been waiting at the U.S.-Mexico border near Laredo, Texas, since the fire. Quote, he's out of his mind. Can you imagine your son is dead in a fire and you can't even get across? It's clear they are giving us the runaround, said Elizabeth Surin, his Philadelphia-based immigration lawyer. A spokesman for the border agency did not return a phone message left at her office Saturday. Lopez was a teenager when he entered the United States illegally in 1995 and wound up in Shenandoah, a blue-collar town with a large Hispanic population. He married a U.S. citizen and gave birth to Damian in 2002. He later divorced Damian's mother and married his current wife, Danielle Lopez, who's also a U.S. citizen. In 2007...
Wait, he's married? This guy's married to a U.S. citizen? And he can't come into the country?
Apparently, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a little more to this story, but clearly it's like a technicality. You know, the border, for some reason, is... just not letting him come in, the Border Patrol. In 2007, police in nearby Frackville stopped Lopez for running a red light and turned him over to immigration authorities. Yeah, cops aren't racist or anything.
Well, I mean, you know, this is what people claim doesn't happen all over America, that somebody makes a traffic infraction and then get tossed into the pokey. And,
deported.
Right. And I just... As far as I'm concerned, free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely if...
Yeah.
if people want to talk about a dialogue about how they can get that done, it's not restriction. You know, trying to stop the inevitable flow of human migration across imaginary lines in the sand is only going to result in tragedy. And
yeah,
frankly,
actually, freedom of movement is generally considered a universal human right. And we have the freedom to cross borders of states within the country, and the world hasn't gone to hell in a handbasket. You know,
also, this isn't the, you know, I mean, the United States doesn't have more immigrants in it now than it has in the past. There have been many times when the percentage of immigrants in the population have been much higher. So people are always concerned about the delusion of the culture or whatever. People are coming over here
to live this life, not the one they had. On what the American culture is. And they usually have a hard time pinning it down, don't you think?
I love tacos and burritos personally.
Yeah.
Whatever the culture is. I'm not sure what culture is. I mean, the culture here in New Hampshire is nothing like the culture, in Seattle, which is nothing like the culture in San Diego, which is nothing like the culture in Miami. And, you know, America is made of ethnically diverse people coming together and bringing what they have. And I think that it only edifies.
Yeah. And why should a culture, so-called, be made up of all the same kinds of people, you know? Maybe you'll get some sharing of ideas that'll enrich everybody.
Indeed.
You know, if you interact with different kinds of people. Anyway.
And this guy not being able to see his son has got to be a real tragedy.
Imagine how sad he must be. I feel for him. In 2007, he got stopped for running a red light and turned over to immigration. He agreed to leave the U.S. voluntarily and began the process of applying for legal permanent residence. I love that, voluntarily. Like, obviously it wasn't voluntary, or else he would have left before he got pulled over for running the red light, right?
Well, I mean, you know, you don't want to go through the, at that point he's trying to get hooked up with his wife and be able to come to the country and go through the process and all that stuff. And
they're putting a gun to his head and saying, oh, do this voluntarily. And he's like, okay, you know.
It makes it very difficult for people to, you know, get together in relationships that they want to get together with. And I mean, you know, why? All for what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think...
I can't answer that question. There's no good answer.
I don't think the American citizens, should be responsible for, you know, producing all kinds of paperwork in every language that the world has to offer.
Nor do I think there should be, like, welfare and stuff like that, handouts.
I don't think people should be able to come to this country and get a bunch of free things either. Mm-hmm. But the evidence is... You know, take a look at the fastest growing countries in America and companies, in America, and you'll find that many of them were started by immigrants.
Yeah.
People coming to the country to make a better life for themselves and consequently making a better life for everybody else. That's
who
how
have
commerce
the initiative,
works.
Yeah, to do something like that. It's got to be scary to leave a place where you've grown up your whole life and completely start over in a new place where you don't know many of the customs, or you might feel a little awkward. And you got to deal with, like, learning all their laws, right? Yeah. Americans don't even know all the laws.
Yeah, how could they? How could Americans possibly know all the laws? And then, take that where you have, culturally you haven't been brought up to know sort of how things are going to work in a given instance. No wonder immigrants tend to be a little fearful.
Yeah, so this guy's immigration lawyer said he was well on his way to getting his green card and rejoining his family in Pennsylvania when the tragedy struck, when the son was killed. And now I don't know if that's really, I mean, he got pulled over and deported in 2007, and he's just on his way in 2012 to getting his green card now. I mean, 5 years later, 4 years later.
It takes a while,
yeah,
I guess.
I know.
Yeah, it's probably being held against him that he, you know, was illegally in the country. You know, there's some kind of probationary period or something like that. But, I mean, he's married to a U.S. citizen. Right. Everybody thinks that that's just the fast, easy way to do it, and it's not.
No, definitely not. He's trying to comply, trying to follow the rules of U.S. immigration law, but they're using it against him. The whole thing's really heart-wrenching, said the lawyer. Humanitarian parole is granted to immigrants who have a compelling emergency that requires temporary entry into the U.S. It is used sparingly. The government approves only 25% of the 1,200 applications it gets every year. The lawyer says Lopez qualifies. In fact, the Mexican husband of Tiffany Sanchez, the 29-year-old woman who died in the fire, was granted humanitarian parole to attend the funeral.
Hmm.
So completely arbitrary. And, I mean, this is
the government, arbitrary,
a spouse,
right?
Versus a child. I mean, and it goes on to say they actually denied him this humanitarian parole. They denied him entry because they claimed that he didn't have much of a relationship with the kid. I mean,
who cares?
It's bizarre. Yeah, who cares? It's your son. Free Talk Live, if you have thoughts on this or anything else, 855-450-FREE. We welcome your calls. We'd love to hear from you. And stick around. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Would you like to save $1,000 on groceries at your local supermarket? Great news. Now you can. As part of a national grocery stimulus program, we are currently conducting a special consumer spending survey in your local area. We're providing $1,000 in grocery savings to participants so we can study their buying patterns at local grocery stores. You can buy anything you want at your grocery store with your $1,000 in savings. Our certificates track what you buy and the research is complete. It's that easy. Participation is completely confidential and there are no restrictions on what groceries you can buy at your local supermarket. So call now to receive your $1,000 in grocery savings. Call now to participate in the National Stimulus Program Grocery Survey. Call now 800-294-4119 for your $1,000 in grocery certificates. Call 800-294-4119. That's 800-294-4119. Limit one per household. Call 800-294-4119.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Just pop it in the oven.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Something, yeah.
April Fool's edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733.
Indeed, Mark. And, hey, did you know about m.freetalklive.com, easiest way to get Free Talk Live on your mobile phone?
We've made it easy for people who have these smart devices to create, the pages that are a little smaller at m.freetalklive.com.
There's even the Liberty Radio Network app, I think, on iPhone that you can get that plays all the LRN shows.
Yes, a great listener of the show put that together for us, and thanks to him. Bitcoin's the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign and no terms of service that you've got to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software, be using them just a few minutes. As a matter of fact, I just did it with my wife here recently, downloaded this Bitcoin software.
You did it with your wife?
That's right.
That's great.
Indeed, it was. And she's buying and selling and moving Bitcoins around.
Cool.
And I've got to say, she's an amateur. amateurs can do it. Find out more about Bitcoins. We use coins.org. One of the really great things about it is you can buy and sell and trade without fees with bitcoins. So we use coins.org. And if you're a vendor, by the way, you should immediately be getting bitcoins, accepting bitcoins, because they're really...
Speaking of borders, we were talking about borders, and bitcoins just transcend them, because you don't have to worry about converting different currencies from governments around the world. You can just get bitcoins.
Indeed. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com.
Yeah, Bitcoin's pretty cool, Mark. I'm excited about them.
Me too.
You know, I've seen a couple articles in Forbes recently.
Yeah, they're talking about them.
Yeah, like Larry Summer, who was like this big official. He was like the Treasury Secretary or something like that, or some in the Treasury Department. He was the president of Harvard. He was talking about Bitcoins the other day and saying that he thought they were going to change the world. This is like a bigwig in the government and stuff.
I have several libertarians I've talked to, liberty-oriented type folks, have said that they believe bitcoins are going to go a long way in creating human freedom.
So. Yeah, I mean, not that I really trust what this guy, particular person has to say. It's just kind of shows the reach of bitcoins, that they've made it thus far, that a lot of people are starting to find out about them. And, there's this idea that like 2/3 of the world's workers are part of the sort of gray market, or like are kind of engaging in counter economic activities, but is it really the counter economy if there are 2/3 of the people in the world that are involved in it?
It's interesting.
Yeah. Speaking of counter economy, I don't know if this relates, but did you want to talk about Bigfoot, Mark? I wanted to hear about this all night.
Well, it's sort of this story has to do with the counter economy, and I got to say I'm a Bigfoot fan. All right, a man. This is from FoxNews.com. A man who led tour groups on a hunt for Bigfoot met up with the long arm of the law instead.
Uh-oh.
And got fined for doing business on federal lands without a permit.
Oh, so he was an agorist Bigfoot hunter?
Matt Pruitt was leading a group expedition for the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, or BFRO, in Buffalo National River Park in Arkansas. Buffalo National River Park is in Arkansas. In February, when he and his group of 31 people he had on this Bigfoot hunt.
A lot of people love Bigfoot. They want to see one.
They were stopped by two park rangers. Pruitt was slapped with a hefty fine of $525 for a lack of a commercial use permit. The organization.
I wonder if he made more from his group than $500 than the fine was worth.
I would think.
Yeah, I would think so
too.
People pay big money to see Bigfoot.
Yeah, I think that he's giving more of like one of those. When you go to a town, they'll give you those ghost tours. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And here, little Molly McLucy, she was a hooker and she got pressed, strangled in this spot, and her ghost haunts these halls to this day. That kind of thing. And it's a great way to tour a town and hear a little bit about some of the colloquial history and things like that. And it's fun. And I would say that this is basically that on a more grand scale. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody really expects to see Bigfoot.
Well, what you didn't know is he had a business partner who was hiding in the woods with a ready to jump out.
Hey, so I was driving home one day from work here in New Hampshire.
You have a Bigfoot sighting story?
I have a story. you can decide what it is.
Awesome.
And I saw, you know how animals' eyes will light up when you flash them? My car's lights crossed, because of the curve in the road, crossed into the woods, and I saw what, for all the world, would have been something that had to have been 8 feet off the ground. Just the eyes. I couldn't see any really thing else.
Wow.
But, and it was just for an instant, and I don't know what I saw. Some people have suggested a moose, but moose generally aren't out late at night. Then again, Bigfoot, not real likely to see either.
You know, I've seen meese in the road at night. And definitely they had that look in their eye with those gleaming headlights. They're tall.
I didn't see anything else,
hairy.
Though. You think I would have seen something else. So I don't know. I'm not going to claim to have seen Bigfoot. But I was very excited by what I saw. You know, I wasn't excited necessarily in a happy way. I was, animated by what I saw.
Yeah. You know, I've lived in New Hampshire for about 6 years, and I've seen three moose. And each one was very exciting.
Yes, well, imagine how much more exciting it is to see a moose and think it's Bigfoot.
Exactly.
So the organization typically charges as much as $500 to go along on searches for the mythical creature in various locations across North America.
Wow.
And that's between the group and the gullible.
They got to make sure to cover the fine. Because it's inevitably going to happen time.
If he can get this permit, I mean, if they slapped him with a $525 fine, the permit's probably not that much. But the idea that you need the permit, he probably didn't even know that there was a permit.
Right.
This is public land. People are going along with him. So if it was a free tour, it wouldn't have been any big deal. But because he took money from these people, so it's okay to give a tour.
But he didn't even take money because they wouldn't have been paying that money to the government. Right, if they didn't...
No, he took money. He took money from people. He accepted money for his...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So it's okay to accept money from people, and it's okay to give tours. It's not okay to accept money to give tours. That's where the government really screws people, because how are you supposed to know this?
You can't know it. I think they just want to cut. Honestly, I think that's what's going on.
I mean, this guy pays his taxes, as do every one of these people that go on this tour. The government's already getting money from them for the maintenance of these parks, and then it has to smack them again because they want to go on a particular type of tour and they want to bring an expert whom they're going to pay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So,
Mark, we do have some calls on the line. You want to go to the calls?
Sure. I'd love to talk to people about Bigfoot.
I don't know if they want to talk about Bigfoot, but...
Like, get rid of them.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's their show.
Quick Mike is on the line in Illinois, and I think he wants to talk about Trayvon Martin. Quick Mike, are you with us?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Wonderfully.
Good. Wonderfully. All right. How are you doing, Ben?
That's Mark. I'm absolutely capital, sir.
Oh, man. I thought... You sure?
Got any Bigfoot stories,
am I
Mike?
Sure, my capital or am I sure?
I'm just eating some chocolate pudding.
Great.
Just Bigfoot.
Well, you know, Mike,
if you have
more to say, hold the line. I want to hear it, but we're coming up on the end of the segment, so you'll have to stick with us. You want to hear the chocolate pudding story? This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Chasing after a little blue ghost. Is that Pac-Man? Something like that.
No, it's Mario, yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
Andrick is sitting in the studio right now, and he just lost it when you said that.
Indeed.
This was a good one, though. I like that music bed. It's Stephanie here with you.
And Mark.
And you're listening to Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And Mark, why don't you tell us about, you have a message you want to bring to us?
The state owns the land, but they don't own the water. To be free today, you'd need a boat. Not just any boat. A life yacht. A life yacht's an idea for a stable catamaran as big as a house that purifies its own water, generates its own power, grows its own food, has a shallow draft to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV ashore. With a life yacht, you could live free of nearly any government intrusion and have a seashore home anywhere in the world. Pick it up and move it if you want to live in Bimini one day and Fiji, well, the next. Of course, you'll have to travel from one place to another, but you can do that with a life yacht. You can be involved for as few as $1,000, the commitment of as little as 8 months. Go to ericsoncouncil.com to find out more. It's ericsoncouncil.com, and like Leif Erikson. And you can go to freetalklive.com if you can't find it by using the search methods. You can go to freetalklive.com. There is a banner with a sailboat on there.
Erikson, I was going to say, I don't think people necessarily know how to spell Leif Erikson either.
Yeah,
he's a famous Viking, right?
Indeed, yeah. And I can tell you that there are no K's in this particular spelling of Erikson.
Gotcha, yeah, I think I can picture that. And if you're running from Bigfoot, you know, a life yacht is the... He can't swim, right?
Bigfoot is a...
land-dwelling
gentle creature that, basically eats plants. You don't have anything to fear from Bigfoot.
Gotcha. Let's go back to the phones. We were speaking with Quick Mike in Illinois. telling us about his chocolate pudding. Quick, Mike, are you still with us?
Oh, man. Hey, I thought you guys were never coming back.
Oh, we're back. What's on your mind?
Okay, all right. Well, I wanted to talk about free stuff.
Free stuff. Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, like, I was thinking, you know, like, everybody pays for stuff, and you got to go to work and stuff. Why don't they just make everything free?
Well, who's they?
Just everything. All of it.
But who's going to make everything free?
What kind of free things? Let's start it with you. What kind of free things would you like to give away?
Everything.
Oh, well,
chocolate pudding, perhaps?
I'll mow your grass for free.
All right. Well, there you go.
And that's very generous of you.
A free pony and a puppy. I'll give it all. If I had it, I'll give it to you.
There you go.
Hang on a minute, this damn dog.
What are you doing to the dog?
I had to kick him away. He's bothered.
Oh, God.
Yikes.
Anyhow, sorry, Ian. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
It's Mark.
It's Mark and Stephanie with you tonight. And Mike, thank you for the call tonight. We got punked.
Yeah, I don't think that was a real dog.
I've heard better.
I hope that wasn't a real dog.
Yeah, I don't know quite what he was going for, but let's talk to Cliff, maybe a little more serious call. Cliff in Maine wants to talk about religion, and he says why religion is important. And Cliff, are you with us?
Yeah, Cliff in Maine just teleported to Cliff in Miami.
Okay.
There you go. Well, hi, Cliff. Now I know who you are because I'm familiar with you.
Yeah, I think we spoke a couple of times. But mm-hmm. And I always talk about religion because I think, I want to be a rational person. I want to believe I'm a rational person.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think religion is important at the same time. And I've heard the arguments from yourself, Stephanie, and from Stefan Molyneux as far as, like, you know, obviously, you know, there's no magic. As far as we know, magic, as far as we can tell, based on science, there's no magic. You know, magic doesn't exist. So it's for God to exist, magic has to exist. You know, pretty much is the breakdown.
Well, magic is something that would be difficult to replicate, right? I mean, you know, if magic occurs, how would one be able to draw magic forth and do it whenever one wants? I mean, this would be something that God would do. I'm a big fan of the idea of miracles, but...
Well, it's sort of that religion and magic, I guess, connotes or actually mean supernatural things that are outside of nature, outside of the laws that we all observe all the time of the way that things work in the universe.
Exactly, which would mean basically that, you know, some creature out there can do something that no other creature can ever do, regardless of, you know, putting in technology. So in other words, you know, they just can't be done by anybody else except for that one thing. I mean, that's my take on it anyway, you know, if I want to break it down to simple, you know, pieces.
But, okay, and have you ever heard the, Cliff, have you ever heard the idea of, you know, the question, I guess this was posed a really long time ago by some famous skeptic, but have you ever heard the question of can God make a rock that's so big that he can't lift it himself?
Yeah, it's one of those things, exactly. So, rationally, you could see, you know, the answer has to be no. You know,
the answer is, it's God doesn't exist, because if he can make a rock that's so big he can't lift it, then he's not omnipotent, and if he can't make a rock that's so big that he can't lift it, he's not omnipotent, right? He's not all-powerful, so...
That's it.
Yeah, but, just reminded
me. Here's the reason why I think that religion is important, though. You know, as far as, you know, if we, you know, again, most people out there, the average person, you know, I think I kind of brought this point up the other day also. We're feeling beings. We evolve, you know, from just, you know, getting things, you know, from our senses, and then we use that information to the best of that we can, and, you know, based on our quick reaction, you know, that would pretty much ensure whether we're going to survive and appropriate or we're going to die, you know, for the most part.
Okay.
You know, so you know, that, I think that's where we develop a lot of these, you know, these shortcuts. We started developing shortcuts, you know, to think faster. And I think that's what, you know, religion in general, you know, I think that's a good part of religion. You know, like, for instance, if
you create shortcuts in thinking?
Yeah, well, if you create shortcuts to get to a right answer. You know what I'm saying? Like, in other words, it's...
Well, I disagree. Yeah, I disagree that it gets to the right answer, though.
It certainly created a lot of wrong answers.
Yeah.
I'm not saying in general, but I'm saying that was that's kind of the idea, I think. I mean, I don't think most people that created religions out there were just trying. Were just, so, like, the only goal that they had was just to control people. I mean, I think they start to realize that's a, you know, that's a pretty good side effect, and a lot of people use it for that, to that end. But I think, like, for instance, like, when you tell kids stories, you know, I think it has the same kind of effect as religions, like, you know, Aesop's fables, you know, or like the grasshopper and the ant, and then the ant. And, you know, when you tell these stories, right, you know, it automatically conjures up something in your mind. And it's like taking a shortcut to...
Yeah, but the difference, between a story or a fable and religion is that, you know, I think a lot of times when people tell kids stories, they emphasize that this is pretend, but when they're telling kids Bible stories or stories of God, then they tell them it's not pretend, you know, even though it's supernatural.
That's where religion went bad, is that, you know, people realize that early on that, wait a minute, if I just don't say that it's pretend, you know, you can make a lot of money from that.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's where, you know, power comes from. But, you know, that's what perverse God, that's the you know, so to everything, there's a good side and there's a bad side. You know, but I think
one thing's
aware
for certain, though, is that humans the globe over, I don't think that there's, I have never heard of a culture that doesn't have some kind of God. And I think that, you know, this idea of religion is ubiquitous. So if humans are evolved and there is no God, they are evolved to believe in a God. And
yeah.
I think that that's a very interesting thing.
There's a reason for it. Like I said, you know, it's one of those tools, like the internet, like anything else, that if you use it properly. You know, like for instance, whenever I have a 3-year-old and I have a six month old now. And, basically whenever there's something out, like she's watching, you know, say for instance, Dora, and it's one of those princess fairy tale things or whatever, you know, I try to, you know, show her the parts that are just pretend. Obviously Dora doesn't exist, period. But like certain things that she can't fly. You know, she can't create things out of thin air. Like for instance, so she understands these things. And I think, you know, even at 3 years old, she can understand that. But I think, that's the difference. You know, like, for instance, I wouldn't really, you know, do, like, you know, the whole Santa Claus existing. Because I think that's where religion, you know, and these allegories go wrong. When you pretend these things, I mean, it's nice to pretend that Santa Claus exists, but, you know, you can do that regardless of whether or not, well, once you know the truth that Santa doesn't exist,
Cliff,
then
do you
after
think...
that, you can still have fun with it.
You know, what you said before about the human mind being sort of evolved to find shortcuts, do you think that a lot of it is recognizing patterns and sort of like people want to see patterns when there aren't necessarily patterns there?
I think a lot of times you're actually right that there are patterns there, but we just, you know, we don't have the tools to really figure out what the pattern is.
Fractals!
Yeah, there you go. Cliff, thanks for the call tonight. Interesting thoughts. I'd like to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Available now. 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's RAJAMOJO. Raja Mojo.
I am that genius. Takes away everything he can get. Keep them all open in the mortal dead.
And they call it democracy.
I've had enough of greedy lies from fascist, psychopathic, genocidal corporations. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome to Amster Talk Live.
It's such a Kobo thing.
Is this?
No idea.
Crazy. I think we got
April Fool's.
Yeah, we got. We've been getting Rickrolled all night.
Yeah, it's good.
And punked and pranked and.
I'm for that.
Oh, Nyan Cat. It's a meme.
It means nothing to me.
I doubt course, what it means to anybody.
I don't imagine anybody thought it would mean anything to me either.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Free Talk Live. This is Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
You can call us 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But you're going to have to make your call quick because there's only one segment left in the show tonight. So get those calls in while you can. Want to let you know also about shop.freetalklive.com. It's a quick and easy way to help Free Talk Live. You can enter our Amazon link through the Free Talk Live portal, and then, you know, it doesn't affect the prices of anything you buy, but Free Talk Live will get a little cut for a referral fee. So shop.freetalklive.com if you want to help in that way. All right, Mark, we've got a call on the line.
Let's take it.
Let's go to Bill in Mississippi. He wants to, I guess, respond to Rodney,
okay,
who had called us earlier. So, Bill, are you here?
Oh, yes.
Hey, welcome to the show. Tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, great. I was thinking about something. The guy from Arkansas really wasn't that far off base. I was once in a trade association, and the thing worked pretty good for several years, and this one did work better than others because there was no merchandise involved. It was mainly just, in fact, it was limited to services.
Okay.
Small businesses would get into it, and you did pay, I think it was $50 to join. It was just an administrative fee, and there was a board that more or less governed the thing. And let's say someone needed a roof put on, and of course they would pay for the materials, and then the trade would be done through the system. And then
are we talking about the same caller? I'm kind of confused.
I don't think we're talking about Rodney. We're talking about the caller that said that he wanted everything to be free.
Right.
Oh,
that's the one. And
gotcha.
And
so, okay.
That reminded me of the trade association that I was actually in for about 6 years. And it worked all right.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, so
but I
was
the area
part
for a while, and I just dropped out of it.
Yep, I was part of a trade organization, too. It was called the International Barter Exchange, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And they took merchandise, But mostly it was services, dry cleaners and restaurants. Right. Restaurants obviously aren't just service; they provide you know, things too. But there's a lot of you know, there's a lot of labor built into a you know, restaurant, and you know, static costs and stuff like that into their costs. So you know, there was a lot of that going on, and I worked for a smaller radio station at the time, mm-hmm. and we traded ads, and it worked out pretty good for us.
Don't you belong to a CSA, also a community sponsored agricultural organization?
Yes, ours is a little less organized. It's just some friends that kind of go together. But yes, I see. It's easiest to understand.
Well, I think those things always work best when there's a little bit of social, I guess, bonding between the members, because then, you know, you sort of have the social ties encouraging you not to mooch or whatever, right?
Indeed.
And Bill, any other final thoughts?
No, that was just the thing that I thought of.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate your thoughts tonight.
Thanks.
And now let's go to Roger in Indiana. He wants to talk about the live free or die state, listening on 1280. Roger, are you with us?
Yeah, how you doing?
Wonderful.
I was up there from 79 to 89 Air Force, the Pease Air Force Base.
Pease, right.
You were in New Hampshire?
Yes. Uh-huh. And I had a lot of trouble with the court system. You guys were talking about that, I think, last weekend. Mm. And I was just wondering how your what's that program you have going about the Free State?
Free State Project, yep.
Yeah, freestateproject.org.
Is that political or?
It's not inherently political. It's basically all it is it's like a bus. It exists to get people who are interested in liberty to move to New Hampshire and then do whatever strikes them, you know, to create more freedom in their lifetimes.
Is the Tea Party strong up there?
I don't know. I mean, there certainly have been some Tea Parties going along, but I think that the Tea Party has almost petered out nationwide, certainly not as powerful as it was a year or two ago.
Yeah, there have been Tea Parties and Occupiers as well. I think in New Hampshire they tend to have a little more of a explicitly libertarian bent maybe than in some other places.
Yeah, we've got some Occupiers here in Indiana, and we've had some talks, and they said they're a lot closer to Tea Party than they are libertarians or anything else. So
mm-hmm.
I think people need to look into both the organizations a little stronger and
sure.
Just make sure they get some good constitutional candidates in here in the primary, because the country's kind of, you know, going down the tube. So,
well, Roger, you know, you're welcome to, if you ever have the inclination to come back to New Hampshire, you're welcome to try that yourself if you like.
Yeah, and, I may. I still got friends up there.
Thanks for the call tonight, Roger,
okay.
And maybe we'll see you. We've got Joe in Manchester also on the line. He wants to talk about Derek J. Joe, hi. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. How's it going? Well, it's really unfortunate that Derek got knocked off that bike, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think so, too.
Hopefully he's going to get out of jail Monday.
Yeah.
Hope so.
I'm sure you'll hear it on Monday night's show. Maybe he'll even make an appearance. I don't know.
I'm sure he'll be on just as soon as you'll find it.
You'll
know Free Talk Live. You'll find out as quick as you can.
Right. And it is, of course, live 7 nights a week on Free Talk Live. So you can tune in any day.
Yeah. The only unfortunate thing is that in that video, you didn't get to see Derek's nice butt.
Derek's nice butt. It's a fine looking.
There
guy.
Might be some other videos where you could see that.
You can't see her. Thanks, girl.
Not sure what was said there.
Joe, thanks for the call tonight.
April Fool's Day, everybody.
He was calling on his woman to get him a beer. Get out of the kitchen, get him a beer.
What are you going to say about that? It seems like the most inherently sexist thing that one can say is go get me a beer, but, you know, I mean, it's just
they're a lot
beverage,
worse.
Right?
I've heard worse in person, Mark.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Liberty Forum.
Somebody's heading to the kitchen. Why not get me something to drink? I mean, you were going.
You can say that to anybody.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
There is sort of a certain air or tone to it, I guess.
Indeed.
So you want to finish up this Bigfoot thing in the last moments of the show?
Well, you know, what happened with this situation is this gentleman was bringing a tour of like 30 people into, you know, one of the national parks, Buffalo River National Park in Arkansas.
Yeah.
And I guess they finally caught up with him there and found out that he was leading people into the parks and charging money, and apparently up to $500 a head. That's basically from their website. not knowing for certain what these people had paid. Depends probably how far...
how much would you pay to see a Bigfoot, Mark?
To see a Bigfoot?
Yeah, like if there was one in captivity, how much would you pay to see him?
Oh, you know, if it's in captivity and it's not going anywhere, I'd probably pay, you know, $20 or $30 to go see it. I'd be interested in seeing it, but... yeah.
What if it wasn't open to the public? What if you were, like, offered the opportunity?
The first and only opportunity, the showing of the Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously the prices go up. As supply decreases, demand goes up. But I'm not going to spend a lot of money.
Bigfoot economics.
I've got, you know, yeah, well, economics works with Bigfoot as it does with anything else.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not going to spend a lot of money on anything. I've got a family to take care of, and it's more important to me to, you know, spend my money and time and energy on those things than it is on...
But it's on your bucket list, isn't it?
I like the idea of a North American primate, and I'm dubious as to whether or not one exists. I'm not saying I'm running out there and believing that this is the case. It seems like they would have found a body at this point, maybe some scat, some kind of...
well...
evidence.
You wouldn't know where the scat came from, you know.
There are people out there taking every kind of scat there is and testing it to see whether it belonged to a Bigfoot or not. So
yeah, sure.
You'd think there would be something. With all these little gizmos that people put up, the hunters put up to catch things, you'd think a Bigfoot would wander in front of one of those, too.
Yeah, get trapped in a net.
As technology grows, the chance of a Bigfoot existing diminishes. I mean, there has to be a breeding population. There's not one of these things running around out there. So, you know,
if you got to meet a Bigfoot, would you have it on the show?
If it talked,
I'm sure they.
I'm sure,
talk.
Absolutely. Try to get the if you get a reason. But at that point, you're just talking about a hairy guy.
What do you think it would say?
I have no idea. Like we got hairy guys all over the place, been on the show.
There
What's
might
the
be
deal?
One in the studio tonight. That's why I was asking.
Like. I didn't believe in Sasquatch until I met Mandrick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
now he's taking off his clothes.
The idea is it's a...
Cam.freetalklive.com.
An ape akin to, you know, the orangutan, the chimpanzee, the bonobo, the gorilla. And I don't... You know, I don't know. I wonder. I like the idea. I really wish there was a large, charismatic mega
primate
in North America.
Well, I think you're right to be skeptical, but all I know for sure is that it's not cool what happened to these people with the government wanting to take a cut of their Bigfoot profits.
People should just be able to, you know, go hunt Bigfoot without the government getting involved.
As long as they're not hurting anyone else. It's Free Talk Live, and we're done for tonight, but you can visit us online at freetalklive.com. Thanks for listening tonight. It's been Stephanie.
And Mark.
And we wish you a great night. Back tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.